G'day, I'm Kate Watson from The Squiz. Claire Dawson works on the Next Chapter program at CommBank. What Next Chapter is all about is a commitment to supporting people in Australia affected by financial abuse so they can achieve long-term financial independence. Claire, thank you for joining us.
Hi, Kate. Thanks so much for having me.
First of all, for those who might think they're experiencing financial abuse, they might know someone who is experiencing it, or people who just want to understand it, what is financial abuse?
Financial abuse is it's a serious form of domestic and family violence. It involves a pattern of control. It could be exploitation or sabotage of money and finances. And it's often one of the most powerful ways to keep someone trapped in an abusive relationship. Some examples we have of financial abuse include somebody else preventing you from working or studying. It could be hiding money or assets from you. It could be controlling your access to your accounts or joint accounts. Taking out loans or running up debts in your name, controlling your spending, even pressuring you to sign up for loans or debts that you actually can't afford.
Yeah, it's a super serious issue. CommBank have been committed to helping customers affected for a long time now. What do you think the role of the bank is in helping with this?
Well, CommBank's doing a number of things to help. Our focus is really on three key areas, and those are support, prevention, and advocacy. We want to make sure that our own customers are getting the right amount of support. So we've set up our own specially trained community wellbeing team. The support we're providing is not just for CommBank customers. We've also partnered with Good Shepherd to deliver the Financial Independence Hub that supports anyone in Australia who's experienced this to help them build their long-term financial independence. I mentioned prevention. We are also looking at our own products and services to ensure they are not used to facilitate abuse. Key example of this is our recent industry-leading work to stop people sending abusive and potentially threatening messages when transferring money. We've updated our own terms and conditions, and we're basically sending that message that if you are sending abusive messages, we can see you, it's not on, and you have to stop. Finally, on the advocacy, we're building the evidence base. So I think more is known now about domestic and family violence, but not as much is known about financial abuse.
It's a big job. You mentioned Good Shepherd. Tell us about their work.
Yeah, well, we are extremely excited and very proud of our partnership with Good Shepherd. We are sponsoring the Financial Independence Hub, which is being delivered by Good Shepherd. The hub was created with domestic violence advocates and people with lived experience. And what we learned from those people was that really a lot of the services available are mostly focused on providing support to people who are still in crisis. And there's not much available for people who've left relationships and who are really trying to rebuild their lives. So the hub provides a free tailored service to people previously impacted by domestic violence. This service includes one-on-one financial coaching, where you work with an amazing coach and they'll help you identify your financial goals and help you reach them. The service also provides referrals to other support as needed, and if it's appropriate, they can also provide participants with interest-free loans to help them reach whatever goals they've set.
It's quite amazing, the programs that they run at Good Shepherd. We'll pop a link to that in your episode notes. Of course, as you mentioned earlier, that's available for anyone, Claire, not just CommBank customers.
That's right. That's right. So eligibility is for anyone who's over 18 in Australia. There is more information about eligibility, but it's absolutely, it's a community support that we're providing. This is not just something for CommBank customers.
Claire, one final thing. You've got a lot of people listening who might be in a position to do something about this. What's your message to them?
Well, I'd say have a look at your own business, your own sort of lives. If there's anyone that can benefit from any of the support services that I've mentioned today, please do reach out. But if your own business, if there's more that you could be doing, we are focused on financial abuse because we're a financial institution. It's our area of expertise and there's more that we can be doing. So I would say to anyone listening, have a look at your own business. Is there something more you could be doing? Look at your own products, your services, the support you provide to your own staff and customers. Talk to anyone about what CommBank's been doing. We've been on quite the journey, and we absolutely want people to join us.
Yeah, Claire, that's a really good message. We'll make sure we pop contact details and links to the Next Chapter program in episode notes as well for everyone. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
This interview is brought to you by our podcast partner, CommBank. For more, visit CommBank.com.au/nextchapter.